just in general terms, just what you guys were able to accomplish today in practice.
Generally, you know, this is our situational day, and I thought, you know, we got some things accomplished, got some things that we need to fix tomorrow as well. But, you know, I think we got a little bit more clarity on some of our players and where they are health wise. You know, we only had two guys on our injury report, and they look like that they made it through as full participants again. So that's a very positive thing.
So Corey is.
I don't know that decision's been made if Corey's going to play or not, but he is way ahead of schedule in terms of when this injury occurred back in late December. It's almost unheard of to be able to even be back out on the field as a full participant. So he's doing a great job.
Do you feel like Lamar has really grown from, you know, he had a lot of experience with the Saints last season. You know, has he grown from those experiences that he had? Because, you know, they have a pretty fearsome.
Yeah, they got a very good defensive line. I'd say that is probably the strength of their defense. They've got some guys that can hold the point against the run, and they got some guys that can rush the passer. And anytime you get to play against guys like that, and you get an opportunity to play as much as Lamar did, you're gonna learn. And I think he's shown maturity from last year to this year, and he's done a good job for us. He's an offensive tackle in the NFL, and.
Coach, speaking of the O-line, I was talking to Jake today, and obviously his excitement for his first NFL.
Hey, we were dodging it. Vaughn, what do you got?
Coach, just in general terms, just what you guys were able to accomplish today in practice.
Generally, you know, this is our situational day, and I thought, you know, we got some things accomplished, got some things that we need to fix tomorrow as well. But, you know, I think we got a little bit more clarity on some of our players and where they are health wise. You know, we only had two guys on our injury report, and they look like that they made it through as full participants again. So that's a very positive thing.
So Corey is.
I don't know that decision's been made if Corey's going to play or not, but he is way ahead of schedule in terms of when this injury occurred back in late December. It's almost unheard of to be able to even be back out on the field as a full participant. So he's doing a great job.
Do you feel like Lamar has really grown from, you know, he had a lot of experience with the Saints last season. You know, has he grown from those experiences that he had? Because, you know, they have a pretty fearsome.
Yeah, they got a very good defensive line. I'd say that is probably the strength of their defense. They've got some guys that can hold the point against the run, and they got some guys that can rush the passer. And anytime you get to play against guys like that, and you get an opportunity to play as much as Lamar did, you're gonna learn. And I think he's shown maturity from last year to this year, and he's done a good job for us. He's an offensive tackle in the NFL, and.
Coach, speaking of the O-line, I was talking to Jake today, and obviously his excitement for his first NFL game. Just thoughts on his progression and your anticipation for his week one opener.
You know, Jake is well beyond his years in terms of being prepared. I had a nice visit with him before practice, and he's about as even keeled as you're going to get. He made the transition from the right side to the left side seamlessly, and I think he's going to make the transition from, quote, the preseason games to the real games. I think all of our guys have to be aware that whether you're a first-year player or a 15th-year player, the first game of the season is the most taxing on your body, and we need to make sure that we've got as much rest as possible. We